This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Taking sports to a whole new level. 105.7 The Fan.
And a ground ball. There it is. Through the right side. Westberg is going to make his way to third base. Holiday has his first big league knock.
It's courtesy of Bally Sports. Jackson Holiday, the rookie infielder, collects his first base hit. The first base hit of his career. And as you heard Brandon Hyde say, a timely base hit. You looked at the speed on that base pass, on the base pass. That's why I'm like, that's why I laugh when you guys justify keeping somebody on the roster because they're fast. You not only Gunner going from first to third on a play that he should have gone first to third, but the one that Jackson Holiday went first to third, Jeremy, there aren't a lot of players in the league that are going first to third on that base hit.
And he slid foot first, but he was way ahead of that throw, yeah, because the tag came well after him doing a little pop-up on the bag. So, yeah, he's definitely got some speed. I can't wait for him to really start making hard contact, right, because that's something that hasn't happened yet. The one interesting thing I asked about yesterday is if you're his dad, if you're Matt Holiday, and it's a little bit different because Matt Holiday is a retired baseball player. So he flew up the Boston bar to French Jet, goes up there, watches the game. He doesn't get the hit. And I did notice, so he was there yesterday. How long do you stay? Do you stay until your son gets his first hit? If you can, obviously.
Yeah, if you can, you do that. And naturally, obviously he can, but I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm doing it.
You're
flexing,
try, man.
I can because I want to.
This is the coolest thing.
In fact, I don't know if I'm going home yet.
Yeah. Welcome to Baltimore, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here next to Cal Ripken, eat crab cakes, and watch my son do his thing.
How long did it take you to eat that foot-long pretzel hot dog?
I don't know, but somebody wanted to hit me up on social media, wanted to hold it for me.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Mm-mm.
No. Anyway, just getting back to
what
Jackson.
Was it? Him?
Getting back to Jackson, though, like, I really think that we're seeing something special. I talked to a couple of former Oriole players this weekend about him, and they're like, yeah, he's the real deal. This isn't, nobody's worried about this little stretch. There's a lot of strikeouts in there. He's clearly pressing. I know Kevin Brown was talking about it yesterday in the first strikeout that he had. Like, he was called out on another pitch that was off the plate, away from the batter, about 2 inches off the plate. So, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that one, but he's just going to get better and better. And I think even more comfortable at second base. So I have the least amount of concern over him.
I would love to know what the metrics have to say. How long does it take for us to really get some metrics out of him defensively for second base? Got to put in a little bit more work, right?
Yeah, I think you're going to need a bunch more games.
Because where I'm standing, Jeremy, twice this weekend, twice, where I'm sitting, he's literally right in front of me. And the angle that I'm sitting, you see everything. Twice this weekend on balls hit to the left side, his glove side, there was hesitation before he went after the ball. One of them late in the game yesterday should have been a double play. And it was the hit, and he react slow to it. I've seen him at shortstop, and you don't get that kind of slow reaction.
And
to me, it's not about ability. It's about repetition.
Yeah. And to the front office's point, like they said, if you want to take him at their word, that he had to learn more about playing second base, and he's got to get comfortable against left-handed hitters. The left-handed hitters thing, I'm not worried about. But when you're starting a new position, like footwork's a little bit different,
yep.
where you got to cover. And like good players will get it down relatively quick, but you got to give them time.
Oh, he'll definitely get it down. Like I said, that's why I specified it's not about ability. And I bring that up largely because, yeah, from what I saw, I see why he went down for a little bit to learn how to play second base. He's going to become an outstanding second baseman. Jordan Westberg is to me, a going to be a plus fielder at third base.
Who does he remind you of? Do you have, like, and it's not a guy that played third base. He reminds me so much of J.J. Hardy. Like, even the throwing style, that overhand, you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? Like, he
mechanically?
Makes, yes, he yeah. makes every single routine play, and you don't have to worry about it. And even the ball he got to in the hole, and he threw it, and the guy was safe. It's like, damn, man. How the hell did you get your glove on that? Mm. Really, really good. He reminds me of J.J. Hardy.
You know who he reminds me of personality-wise? Nick Markakis.
Yeah, I could see that.
He reminds me, and I think he'll become that type of player as well, but he reminds me of Nick Markakis, a guy that you think is quiet, doesn't talk a lot. If you get him in the right moment, he does a lot of talking.
It's like my younger son. If he gets comfortable around you, you probably can't get him to stop talking.
You get comfortable around him. You know, like you said, if he get comfortable around you, you can get him to talk a lot like Nick Markakis was. You know, he's just, and I told you guys this before. I'm not going to say my favorite because I really don't have one out of these guys because they're all great guys. But he's the one I kind of cater to a little bit more because of that quiet superstar mm-hmm. type of thing that he's got going on. This guy's going to be a beast, man. And then Jackson, think about the guys that are coming up. Jackson Holliday, you know what he's going to do. Jordan Westberg's proven now that he can do it. Colton Cowser, we haven't even brought him up. Gunnar Henderson and the old man. You know who the old man is, don't you?
Who?
Allie Rutschman. Yeah, he's the one that started it all. Allie, you've been around here forever. You know what I mean? So these guys, man, Grayson Rodriguez. It's sick, man.
Yeah, a lot of talent. There's a lot of reasons to go to the ballpark and watch. And Cowser, if you haven't paid attention, he's jumped up the Rookie of the Year standings, too, a guy that we weren't talking about. Kind of interesting that I forgot Evan Carter. Like, there's two Rangers that are on that list, kind of like the Orioles as well, with Evan Carter, who came up late, and we all remember him from their postseason run. And then, of course, Wyatt Langford, their big superstar, at least one they believe will be.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go out and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, big win yesterday, man. Happy win, get swept, nothing like that, man. I know y'all just talking about Colton Cowser, right? You know, possibly being Rookie of the Year if he continue to be hot like this. But what's the odds y'all think he can be Rookie of the Year and win that MVP like Ichiro did back in 2001, though?
Well, a little bit different with Suzuki because he had played professionally for so long coming in. I think it's incredibly hard for a rookie to win MVP in Major League Baseball. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. In fact, it almost happened last year. Well, Corbin Carroll was in the top three in voting for most of the year until he got hurt in late August. And there was some thought that he could catch somebody in the National League. But no, when you look at it, It's really difficult to come in as a rookie and win both of those awards.
Let's go out to Timonium and get Charlie. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, you doing, man?
I was watching a game, and it was like sixth or seventh inning, and it was a routine double play. I forget who was hit to, but Gunner's covering second. And when he turns to throw back to first, the base runner is standing up, and his throw ends up going pretty high, but Mountcastle skied and was able to pull it down, so it didn't go anyplace, so the guy on first was safe. And I was thinking after that Pittsburgh series where the runners were not getting out of the way, then someone's going to take one in the face.
Yeah, that's the new the new strategy, Charlie. Guys, not standing up.
Bordick said it last week, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the new strategy because you can't slide past the bag and get out. So a lot of guys are just standing up and daring you to throw it at them. I would take that dare, Charlie, to be honest with you.
I agree. Let's put it real close to him, a brush back or something.
Nah, I ain't brushing nothing back.
Here's one in the chest.
Yeah, exactly. You want hey. As Jeremy Gahn coined the phrase, play stupid games,
win stupid prizes. And it always goes down this way because, like, when people are sitting there, I get it, you're trying to gain an edge. But when I see you trying to gain an edge, I'm throwing the, because this has happened to Gunner now a couple times.
Yeah.
Mountcastle jumped up and saved one from being a wild throw. But, you know, we were talking about, is this something that we're going to see teams try to, mirror what the Pirates were doing, where they're like, hey, throw around us. Okay, no. You're going to get one in the chest.
Yep. I'm not throwing it in your face. I'll put one in your gut. I'll put one in your chest. But you're going to know you got to get down. If you want to fight, we fight. By the way, the thing between James McCann and...
What was that?
I think...
You think this dated back to something previous?
I think there's a little sign stealing going on.
Oh, okay.
No one told me that. That's just my... Just based on the timing of it all, I wonder if they accuse him of the fact that no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
I think. But let me ask you this. Who are you taking in that fight?
Well,
I'm taking McCann.
You'd like to side with your own guys.
I'm taking McCann.
Well, you know him better than I do.
That dude looks like he's slow to get on you, but ain't nobody getting him off you.
You know, can I say something about the Orioles? Do you remember a time where a guy on this team lost the fight?
I don't.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
You remember, you say what you want about Manny, but when he went out to the mound.
He ragdolled Yordan Ventura.
He sure did.
I'd like you over here. Now I'd like you over here. Rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah.
I was just sitting here thinking about it because, you know, like we talked about Tim Anderson earlier in the White Sox. It's like, how do you go back and go, damn, Tim, you let him punch you in the face, man. And then now he's on the Marlins. This was your guy. He's in all the commercials on MLB Network. He got punched in the face, and now he's on the Marlins.
Yeah, he's on the Marlins.
Joey Bautista's no longer in the league. And what were we saying about old Roughneck? Yeah, you ain't messing with him.
No.
That high-pitched voice, I'm Joey Bautista. Yeah, whatever, man. Got his ass knocked down. But I just don't remember an Orioles player in my lifetime. Like, there have guys that have been punched, but I don't ever remember going, man, we lost that one.
No,
damn.
We didn't. Mm. I don't recall one. Listen, we're not a team that's going to fight a lot, never have been, but don't start none, won't be none.
Win it.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.